Susanna, meanwhile, was looking around desperately. And when she began to swing along on her hands toward the edge of the firelight, Roland had to call her back sharply, reminding her that Mordred might be out there anywhere, and the darkness was Mordred's friend. Impatient as she was, she retreated from the edge of the light, remembering all too well what had happened to Mordred's body mother and how quickly it had happened. Yet it hurt to pull back, almost physically. Roland had told her that he expected to catch his first glimpse of the Dark Tower toward the end of the coming day. If she was still with him, if she saw it with him, she thought its power might prove too strong for her, its glamour. Now, given a choice between the door and the tower, she knew she could still choose the door. But as they drew closer and the power of the tower grew stronger, its pulse deeper and more compelling in her mind, the singing voices ever sweeter, choosing the door would be harder to do. "I don't see it," she said despairingly. "Maybe I was wrong. Maybe there is no damn door. Oh, Roland!"
"I don't think you were wrong," Roland told her.
He spoke with obvious reluctance, but as a man will when he has a job to do or a debt to repay. And he did owe this woman a debt, he reckoned. For had he not pretty much seized her by the scruff of the neck and hauled her into this world, where she'd learned the art of murder and fallen in love and been left bereaved? Had he not kidnapped her into this present sorrow? If he could make that right, he had an obligation to do so. His desire to keep her with him, and at the risk of her own life, was pure selfishness, and unworthy of his training. More important than that, it was unworthy of how much he had come to love and respect her. It broke what remained of his heart to think of bidding her goodbye, the last of his strange and wonderful quartet. But if it was what she wanted, what she needed, then he must do it. And he thought he could do it, for he had seen something about the young man's drawing that Susanna had missed. Not something that was there, something that wasn't.